Good morning, listen to FloorDaily.net, and I'm Kemp Haar. I'm in McAdamsville, North Carolina, and I'm with Bill Christoffersen, Rich Pattinson, and Mark Clayton. You've got big news you're talking about today, and we'll get to that in a minute. Obviously, this news about Far Yarns and Phoenix merging. Before we get to that, though, just real quick to tell our listeners your background. Bill, you're the CEO and president of Far Yarns, and you actually are a direct descendant from the Far who started this company, right?
That's right, Kemp. My mother's father, W.J. Far, founded the company back in 1939.
And Mark, I've known you for a long time. When I first met you at BoulU, you went from BoulU to J&J, then to Millikan, and now you're at Phoenix as the president, right?
I am, and glad to be there. It's been a good experience.
And Rich, you were at DuPont, and then when DuPont turned into Invista, you stayed there for quite a while, and then you came over here about 4 years or so ago, and you're the incoming president of Far Yarns, right?
I am. I was over there for 21 years and made a great change over here to Far about 4 years ago.
Okay, and again, before we get to the big news, Bill, why don't you fill us in a little bit for those that may not be familiar with Far and tell us a little bit about Far.
Thank you, Kemp. As you probably know, we celebrated our 75th anniversary this past year. And as a yarn supplier to the U.S. textile industry, we feel extremely fortunate to not only have survived the past 75 years, but also to be strong financially. And we're able to reinvest substantially back into our business for the future.
So the company got started in 39, and about the late 50s, you started focusing more on the carpet business, right?
That's correct. We started focusing on the carpet business in the late 1950s and have been a supplier for the last 50 to 60 years. Over the past 75 years, Far has been blessed with a history of diversification, from carpet yarns to high-performance yarns to real estate development and hotel investments. We've always managed a diverse portfolio of businesses. Diversification is in the DNA of the company. In 1939, when the business was formed, there were two distinct companies created, a sales yarn company and a real estate holding and investment company. The yarn business grew very quickly because of the start of World War II and the demand that that created, and then the company soon diversified into spinning synthetic fibers. So in 1950, we began working with DuPont, and a few years later, Monsanto, and that opened up a whole new world of relationships and markets for Far. Throughout our history, we have always serviced a variety of markets. Today, carpet yarns make up the biggest part of our production, and we supply all segments of the carpet industry. And we're also the largest supplier of flame-retardant yarns to the protective apparel market in North America.
Now, Far, when you start thinking about all the producers of carpet in the U.S., they're basically all customers of yours, right?
Kemp, that's correct. Most all the carpet manufacturers here today in North America buy yarn from Far. 30 years ago, we probably had 200-plus customers. Today, we have couple handfuls. There's been a lot of consolidation, but we are a supplier to all the carpet mills here in the U.S.
And as far as fiber types concerned, do you supply the industry with all types as far as polyester, two different kinds of nylon, and maybe even some natural fiber?
Yes, Kent, we supply all fiber chemistries to the carpet industry except polypropylene. We never have been a big polypropylene supplier, but Sorona type 6, 6-6, polyester. We cover most all the fibers.
And if I was to ask one of your customers why they buy from you, what is Far known for?
I think customers think of us today as sort of a one-stop shop. They can come to Far to purchase all the different fibers, polyester, nylon, space-dyed yarns, air-twist yarns, and we offer a variety of products that we can bring value to our customers.
Well, we've all seen in the last 7 or 8 years this huge evolution of yarns from staple over to BCF. So you've had to make some major investments to stay on top of the trends in the yarn business, haven't you?
Kemp, we have. The carpet industry is a very capital-intensive business, and we have invested $70 million over the last 7 or 8 years in our carpet business. We're very fortunate that we've been able to do that, and being a diversified company and some of the other businesses have done well during the Great Recession, and we've been able to invest those profits back into our carpet business.
All right, Mark, let me ask you a question. How did this merger actually come about, and what does it do for your business?
Well, Kemp, you know, we've had a sourcing arrangement with Far for many years, really since the inception of our company. In fact, they've been our main supplier of yarn. And so this merger is just really formalizing that relationship, and I think it's a natural progression for us. As far as the merger itself, obviously it's a very positive thing for Phoenix. I think, first of all, it allows us to begin acting like a vertically integrated manufacturer and leveraging the advantages that that brings to us. Secondly, you know, Bill mentioned the fact that diversification is in the DNA of FAR. And, you know, what's interesting is if you visit the Phoenix operations, you'll find that that's one of our core competencies as well. We are all about managing a very diverse product mix all the way down to the SKU level, and we're about differentiated design, and the reason we're able to do that is because of the relationship we have with FAR and their capabilities they have here. So the two of us coming together is really a natural thing, and I think it's a marriage kind of made in heaven for us to be together. Finally, I think obviously something that's great for us and will benefit our customers and our employees in general is that we're now part of a company that has a rich 75-year tradition, the financial stability that goes along with that. So we're pleased to be part of the FAR family.
All right. The business will continue to be run as two separate businesses, right?
Correct. We're going to continue to operate as we have. I think what you'll see is that we'll have the opportunity to bring even better product design and development to the marketplace.
And for those people that may not be real familiar with Phoenix, what is your fit in the marketplace? I mean, I know you're heavily into polyester. You're also one of the few people that Invista has tapped to be part of their Pet Protect. Mm-hmm. Talk a little bit about your focus with Phoenix.
I don't think it's any secret that the bulk of our product line is made up of solution dyed products, whether it be in polyester or in nylon. You know, the thing that Phoenix has done a really good job of is that consumer, we all know she understands the intrinsic values of buying a solution dyed product, but sometimes in the solution dyed category there can be limitations in terms of colors and design aesthetics. And that's something that we've not let limit us. And I think it's, again, because of our relationship with FAR and that ability that we and they have to manage complexity and bring differentiated design. So when you look at our product offering in this category, you'll see that we're giving the consumer a product that gives her a rich color palette to build her interior design off of. And you'll also see that we're managing a very complex SKU bank and doing it at a service and a quality level that I think is second to none in the industry.
Well, Rich, you just gave me a tour a little while ago. This facility is unbelievable. Major investments. I mean, you've got machinery, suppliers, vendors in here, and you guys are really ramping up this facility. Let's talk about some of the exciting things that are going on here with FAR moving forward.
Yeah, well, the neat thing, you heard Bill mention the diversification theme. That's come up a few times, and that's like a core strategy of the 75-year company. This enables FAR to invest sort of consistently in people and assets and technology. There are other FAR businesses that have made some of that possible, and it's been very good for us as a carpet yarn division and for folks that are buying from us. Our high-performance business, our real estate business, these businesses generate capital that has allowed us to completely renew our asset base. We're talking about state-of-the-art extrusion, high-speed twisting and heat setting, and a brand new space dye operation. And you'll actually hear more about that later this week. We have a heritage of managing complexity here, and I think it's important to note that every one of these pieces of equipment that we put in, they're specifically geared to help us manage and execute and service that complex product line. On top of all that, we're actually adding technology to help us plan and optimize the operations here. You want to talk about the merger? The merger is a good thing for FAR Yarns. It really ensures that we have the economic scale to be able to produce the differentiated products that we produce here for everybody and to do that cost efficiently. You know, it's a capital-intense business, and it's important in a capital-intense business to run that equipment, the optimal word being run. You've got to run it. And everything we're doing, all the way from the types of equipment we're investing in, types of business we engage in, and the planning systems we're investing in, it's geared to sort of level load that, which is a good thing. It's a good thing for our North American customers. It's a good thing for our international customers. And you know, we'll be together over here in Domatex later this week and get a chance to meet with all those people. It's a great show for FAR. We have a material amount of business internationally, probably 40-plus accounts we deal with all over the world. And you know, Domatex provides a great venue for that.
So you're going to have plenty of capacity left for these other customers, and you'll continue to be focused FAR Yarns on not only what Mark needs, but the needs of all your customers, right?
Absolutely. We have a pretty robust capital planning process. You know, I'm fortunate. It's part of what attracted me to come to FAR. It was a willingness to invest. We have a robust capital planning process where we look ahead to what's coming and try to stay ahead of any bottleneck in the industry, recognizing where we sit in the industry.
All right, well, congratulations on this big news. Again, we've been talking about the fact that FAR Yarns has merged with Phoenix Carpet, and we've been talking to Mark Clayton, president of Phoenix, Rich Pattinson, the incoming president of FAR, and Bill Kostarfin, who's CEO and president. And you've been listening to Kemphar and FloridaLA.net.